Good evening.
晚安。
One good thing about having a mic, you know when you've got power and you know when you don't.
你有麦克风就知道到底这个电源有没有开。
Well, I think that the Lord must have decided, or at least the rain must have decided you didn't have enough rain yesterday.
显然你们昨天的雨量并不是很多。
Because the rain followed me up from Fresno today.
所以今天我一路开来，雨就一直这样跟着我。
It was with me and just a little behind me all the trip.
一路上就是紧紧地跟随我在后面。
So I feel right at home. How about you?
所以我觉得好像回到家一样。
I'm going to talk to you this time together.
这次我们的聚集，我想跟你们谈的是
on the very basics, the very fundamentals of prayer.
就是有关祷告一个最基本、最基本的事情。
Please don't be offended at this.
就是我如果这样讲，你不要好像被冒犯了。
But it has been so long since I've had to delve into the basics of prayer.
就是我需要花很多的时间在祷告的最基础的这个上面。
I had to call my daughter and ask her.
然后我需要打电话给我的女儿去问她。
I said, Ricky, I don't know what to say to these people.
我跟我女儿说，我不知道怎么跟这些人谈这个祷告的基本的东西。
I don't know the questions that someone who is starting in prayer would have.
我也不懂那些刚刚开始祷告人他们可能会有的问题是哪些。
How many of you have ever seen the word, you know, Word for Dummies book?
你们看过那本书，就是好像给那个愚笨的人那本书。
Raise your hand if you've seen it.
你举手如果你有看过。
I guess they have like Horses for Dummies books. They have all kinds of books now.
就他们有各种各式的，就是给那个起步的人。
Cooking for Dummies.
或者就是那个怎么样来烹饪的起步。
She said, "So is that what you need, Mom? Is prayer for dummies?"
对我女儿说，你是不是要一本书，就是说怎么帮助刚开始祷告人
？That doesn't mean to say you are dummies.
我的意思不是说你们是那个起初好像比较愚笨的人。
The whole idea is, you know, something simple for those who don't know what to do.
只是对我来讲，就是好像很简单，但是我却不知道该怎么办。
And I said, "Well, I'm feeling really like a dummy right now." So.
所以我觉得我现在好像很无知，不知道该怎么办。
So help me.
所以请你们要来帮忙。
So she gave me a whole list of things.
所以我女儿就给我这样一长串的事情。
She said, "Mom, anytime someone is wanting to embark on a prayer life, these are the kinds of things that they need answers for."
就是说，任何人想要开始祷告，这些东西的这些问题的答案都是他需要知道的。
So Pastor Grace is always because she's a good pastor.
那佳牧师是一位很好的牧者。
She's always saying, "Make it more simple."
她每次跟我说，你要尽量简单化。
So tonight it's going to be, and during this particular time together, we're going to make it as simple as I know how to do.
所以我会尽量把每件事情都简化。
If it's not simple enough, next year we'll have my daughter come up and teach.
如果还不够简单，我明年就让我女儿来教。
Because she can teach anybody anything.
她是很能够教的。
You ready?
你预备好了吗？
Okay. Turn to John 17.
请翻到约翰福音十七章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Just one second, though. Before we read this passage,
在我们读这段经文之前
we have several scriptures that we're going to go through.
我们今天要看几处的经文。
And the topic tonight
今天晚上的题目是
needs to be the topic anytime you're going to talk about prayer.
几乎是每次你讲到祷告的话，这样的题目都是需要的。
To talk about prayer and not start with what we're going to talk about tonight.
就如果你开始祷告，你却不谈今天晚上我准备要谈的事。
You're missing the whole point.
你几乎你就错失了整个的重点。
So you need this subject before you go on to any other subject in prayer.
所以在你进入任何有关祷告的那个谈论里面，然后你需要进来谈今天这个主题。
And I noticed that Rebecca, as always,
我知道你们牧师他向来都是
came up and began to speak on the very subject that we're going to be talking about tonight.
他每次都会带我们的敬拜都是跟我们晚上谈的主题是一样的。
Okay, we're going to start with John 17.
好，我们来看约翰福音十七章第三节。
Yes, 17 verse 3.
十七章第三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
My precious Father.
亲爱的天父。
As someone who is living and walking on this earth,
在我们地上这样子生活行走的时候,
it is not easy to talk about you in human vernacular.
在人的思想里面要谈论到你并不是那么容易的。
You are so much greater, so much more wonderful.
你是那样子的奇妙,那样子的伟大。
than anything that we can say in our language.
远远超过我们的语言所能够表达的。
Yet my heart yearns that these people will yearn for you in a new way by the time we finish this evening.
但是我渴望在今天晚上结束之前，我渴望这群百姓他对你的渴望能够增加。
So I'm asking that you will come in the person of your Holy Spirit.
所以我呼求能够降下圣灵。
And impart to our innermost being,
能够在我们的这个灵人里面释放
the living word,
一个活的话
speak to us things that we cannot know with our mind,
像我们说那个我们头脑并不能明白的那样的事
but are discerned by our heart,
但是我们的里面的人却能够分辨
build these people up, my Father,
父啊，请你来建造他们。
To become great intercessors for the glory of your kingdom.
能够为了你这个国度的荣耀，成为一个伟大的代祷者。
Even as we speak tonight,
就今天晚上当我们谈的时候
，Let the very word of life enter into their innermost being.
让你这个话里面，你道里面的这个生命，能够进到他们最里面的那个灵人里面。
And build them up for your glory.
为着你的荣耀，把他们建造起来。
Help me to teach.
帮助我如何来教导。
Help me to be.
帮助我能够成为。
What I cannot be.
成为我自己所不能够达到的。
To teach.
就是能够教导他们。
What I don't know how to teach.
教导一些我自己也不知道该怎么教导的。
That you alone might receive the glory.
以至于你能够单单得一切的荣耀。
For what we have when we leave this place tonight.
就是当我们今天晚上离开的时候我们所得着的，我们要起来荣耀你。
In your precious name,
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
So the Bible says, and this is eternal life.
所以圣经说这就是永生。
To know thee,
就是来认识神。
In the Greek, it means to know him experientially.
在希腊原文里面是说是在经验上你来认识他。
Not to know about him,
并不是知道有关他的事。
But to experience him.
那是你对你跟他有一个经历。
Anyone can know about God.
任何一个人都可以知道有关神的事。
You don't even have to be born again to know about God.
你甚至都不需要重生。
There are many, many theologians.
有许许多多的神学家。
In America and all over the world.
不管是在美国还是世界各地。
That write the most beautiful and eloquent things about God.
他们几乎写的就是最美丽最流畅的一些书是讲到神
But they are not born again.
但他们甚至都还不是重生的基督徒
You do not have to even be born again to know about God.
所以你甚至不需要重生你就可以知道有关神的事
I think sometimes the simplicity of a child's mind and heart
我觉得有时候就是像孩子一般那样子单纯的心
knows more about God
有时候这样的反而更认识神
than many very educated and seemingly spiritual people
甚至比那些看起来非常有学问而且是好像很属灵的人他们知道的还要更多
You don't have to be very intelligent to know about God
你想要知道有关神的事你甚至不需要非常的聪明
You can read the Bible
你可以读圣经
You can read books.
你可以看书。
You can hear preaching.
你可以听讲道。
You can watch DVDs on preaching.
你可以看到，就是去看那些有关讲道的这些 DVD。
You can read. You can go to the Bible house or the bookstore and buy videos about Jesus.
你也可以去一些像基督教的书店去买一些书或者一些录影带是有关耶稣的事。
And learn all about God.
然后你好像得到一切有关神的一些资讯。
And when you're all done,
但当你做完这一切的时候
not know him.
你并不认识他。
There are many people who, many people,
有许许多多的人
who can quote hundreds and even thousands of scriptures,
甚至可以好像引用成百上千的这样的经文
and they can tell you all about God.
他们也同样可以告诉你一切有关神的事
They will teach you and speak to you all about all that they have learned in their mind.
他们也跟你谈论，甚至可以教导，就是在他们头脑里面所知道耶稣的事。
About God，
有关神的事。
But they don't know him。
但是他们自己并不认识神。
There's only one way to know God。
只有一条路你可以来认识神。
And that's through prayer。
那就是经由祷告。
I'm not talking about warfare and prayer。
我现在讲的并不是在祷告中你做进行属灵的征战。
I'm talking about the prayer of intimacy.
我是讲到那个亲密的祷告。
The prayer of communion, of fellowship.
好像跟他相交这样子的一个祷告。
Only one way to know about God.
只有一条路，一个方法可以认识神。
We have preachers preaching about God.
我们有一些传道人这样子在传讲有关神的事。
In pulpits all over America,
在全美国各个的地方，各个讲台都这样做。
That don't know him at all.
但是这些传讲的人，他们并不是真的认识神。
Because they don't know him,
因为他们不认识神。
We have a body of believers in this country.
是就在美国这个国家，在神的家里面。
Who do not know God?
有许多人就不是认识神的。
Although they know lots about him.
虽然他们知道很多有关神的事。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我尝试要讲的吗?
There's a vast difference, my dear precious brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是一个极大的差别。
In knowing about God.
就是你有知道有关神的事。
Versus knowing him.
或者是你认识他。
Jesus said to us.
耶稣向我们说。
This is eternal life.
这才是永生。
To know him experientially.
就是在你亲身你经历他来认得他。
To perceive him, to understand him.
你能够明白他，能够知道他。
To recognize him in the things that you see, say, and do.
就是在你一切所说所做的事情上头，你好像认得他。
This is eternal life.
这才是永生。
To know God.
来认识神。
I can also say, this is prayer.
我同时也可以说，这就是祷告。
To know God.
你来借由祷告来认识神。
To have a life of prayer and not take the time to get to know God, to me, is a waste of time.
就是你花时间去祷告可是你却不去亲身的经历神，对我来讲，你是在浪费时间。
Although there are many people, many, many people who pray,
虽然有许多许多许多的人在祷告
，but they've never taken the time to get to know the Lord.
但是他们却没有花时间去尝试认得神。
They go into His presence and they talk, 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 talk.
他们进入神的同在里面，就开始一直不停的叨叨的讲话。
They've got 100 things to say.
他们有几百样的事情要向神说。
And as soon as they're done saying everything they've got to say,
等他们完毕以后
they get up and leave.
他们就站起来就离开。
And the Lord stands there.
那神就站立在那地方。
And he says, what was that?
神说这是在干嘛
?Sounded like a baby tornado.
好像是个小型的这样一个龙卷风。
But you know, he just smiles because he knows that if you do that, you're immature.
但是神就只是微笑，因为他知道你还不成熟。
You just haven't learned his ways.
所以就是他还没有学会神的一个道路。
It's like a child.
他就像是个孩子。
When a five-year-old comes home from school,
当一个五岁的孩子从学校回到家
，He's like a little chatterbox.
他就好像是一个不停讲话的样一个机器。
Do you know what I mean by chatterbox?
你知道我的意思吗？
He's talking so fast about so many things that if you don't listen very carefully, you're going to miss about half of it.
就是他讲得那么快就讲很多的事情所以你如果不留意的话你大概一半以上你都不知道他在说什么
But by the time that five-year-old
但是当这个五岁的孩子
comes home after a day at college
他如果长大然后从学校从大学回家了
he's probably going to listen more than he talks
也许他就会更多的倾听而不是一直说
Am I right?
我说的是对不对
It's the same thing in prayer
就祷告来讲也是同样的
If we want to learn God,
如果我们想要来学习认得神
we must learn to listen.
我们需要学习倾听
We must learn to let Him have control of our time in His throne.
就是我们需要学习让他在他的宝座前来他来支配掌管我们的时间
Let me read something to you, if I may.
就是让我来念一段
How many of you have ever heard of a man by the name of John G. Lake?
你们多少人有听过这样的名字 John G. Lake, 你举手啊。
John G. Lake was not just a somebody.
他并不是一个好像什么了不得的一个某一个人物。
John G. Lake walked very, very close to God.
他是一位跟神非常非常亲密的一个人。
He walked so close to God.
他与神那样子的亲密的同行。
That he walked in a place that is called union with Christ.
所以他所达到的地步就是跟与神完全的联合。
So he walked so close to God.
所以他与神那样的亲密。
That he no longer had a sinful nature.
所以他里面再也没有那个罪性。
Christ had come in to possess him completely.
而基督就进到他里面完全的占有他。
To walk that close to God.
想要达到这样的一个地步
You know him very, very, very well.
你实在是非常非常非常的认识神
So I'm not going to share with you the whole experience that he had, but I want to share with you just two paragraphs.
就是在他某一个经历里面我会给你介绍其中两段话
that is listed at the end of his experience because it pertains to what we're talking about tonight.
因为这个经历是跟我们今天晚上所要讲的是相关的
He's speaking now of himself and an angel.That visited him.
他现在所谈到就是有关他跟一个来造访他的天使。
He said we were now at the foot of the pathway again.
他就说我现在跟天使又同样就是再一次回到这条道路的底端。
He took a step or two away.
他就是往前走了一两步。
And in a sort of despair, my heart cried out, Angel.
然后我的心是那样的沉重，我就呼吁说，天使啊。
All these that we have seen tonight are struggling for want of an ideal.
就是今天晚上我所看到的这一切好像对吧都是一个挣扎只是为了一个好像一个理想
What constitutes real Pentecost?
就是对于这个五旬节到底五旬节所组成到底是什么
What ideal should be held out before the minds of men?
就是说在人的思想意念之前我们应该来呈现怎么样的一个想法
As the will of God exhibited through a movement like this
就是以至于神他的一个方式能够从这样的运动当中能够展现出来
In other words, a movement such as Pentecost.
其他意思就是说这样五旬节的这样一个运动
He says, during all this time, I carried my Bible in my hand.
就在这么多的这时光当中我一直把圣经带在身边
Reaching for the Bible, he opened to the book of Acts and ran his finger down over the second page.
然后他就把书拿出来就翻到使徒行传然后翻到第二页
That portion where the Spirit of God came down from heaven.
而那段就讲到说神的灵从天上降下来
Proceeding through the book of Acts,
他就继续的这样读使徒行传
to its great outstanding revelations and phenomena.
然后他就发现一个非常惊奇的他一个表现跟一个现象
The angel said,
那个天使向他说
This is Pentecost.
这个就是五旬节
As God gave it through the heart of Jesus.
也就是说神把这样的一个五旬节放在耶稣的心里面。
Strive for this, contend for it.
你要为这样的事情你要来征战你要来努力。
Teach the people to pray for it.
你要教导百姓来为这样的事情来祷告。
For this and this alone.
而且就单单为这样的事情。
Will meet the necessity of the human heart.
能够完全的满足人心的需要。
And this alone will have the power to overcome the forces of darkness.
而且就单单这样的事，你能够完全得胜黑暗的势力。
When the angel was departing, he turned and said, "Pray, pray, pray."
然后当天使正要离开他的时候，他就转身向 John G. Lake 说，三次说你要祷告，你要祷告，你要祷告。
Teach the people to pray.
你要教导百姓祷告。
Now listen very carefully to what I'm going to say.
请非常仔细地听。
Prayer and prayer alone.
祷告，就单单祷告。
Much prayer.
更多的祷告。
Persistent prayer.
持续性的祷告。
Is the door of entrance.
就是那个门。
Into the heart of God.
就是那个进入神心的那个门。
You cannot read about God.
你不可以，就你不可能就只是这样读有关神的事。
And learn Him.
然后你就能够认得他。
I have to be very honest with you.
我必须向你非常的坦白。
You can't even read the Bible.
你甚至连读圣经。
And learn Him.
你光读圣经，你也没办法来认识神。
The only way you can come to know God.
唯一一条路方式，你可以来认识神。
Is through prayer.
就是经由祷告。
What you learn in the prayer closet,
你在祷告的密室里面你所学的。
In the throne room of God,
在神的宝座前你所学的。
Will always align itself with the word.
那一切都会跟你这本书所读到的是完全是一致的。
It will always bring the word to life.
它永远都会把神的话好像让它变成是有生命的。
It will always make the word living.
他都会使这个话好像活生生的在你的里面。
I've walked with God for 27 years.
我有27年之久，我一直与神同行。
And so many of the revelations that God has given me.
有那么多的就是神所赐予我的启示。
He has given me first in prayer.
他都是在启示，在祷告当中先给我的。
Then He'll show me in the Bible.
然后他就在圣经里面来指示我。
And help me understand what it was he was trying to say in his word.
然后就帮助我明白在他的话语里面神他的意思是什么。
So the things that you will experience in prayer will be confirmed to you through the word.
所以你在祷告当中所经历的一些事情会经由神的话来确认。
But to try to understand the Bible.
但是如果你尝试要来明白圣经。
Without a life of prayer.
而你却没有一个祷告的生活。
All you will ever know is the so often the very basics of what the Bible could mean.
那你所领受就是圣经里面那个最基本最基本的意思。
But you'll never know the heart of God.
但是你却永远没办法知道神的心。
How many of you would like to know the heart of God?
你们多少人想要来认得神的心？
Now I want to tell you.
那我要告诉你。
I want to help you understand.
我要帮助你来明白。
That you can never really be an effective intercessor without knowing the heart of God.
你如果不知道神的心，你没有办法成为一个大有功效的代祷者。
If you're starting brand new in intercession,
如果你是刚刚起步就在代祷的事上
，make it your goal.
你要想办法把这个成为你的目标。
To learn the heart of God.
就是你要来认得神的心。
I'd like to take you to Psalms.
请翻到诗篇。
86. But I want to spend a moment.
诗篇八十六篇
Kind of hammering away at what I'm trying to say before we go here.
诗篇八十六篇
Yeah. Don't read it yet.
诗篇八十六篇十一节
When I gave my life to Jesus.
当我把我的生命交给耶稣的时候
You know, I was as unsaved as a person could be.
我是那样子，就好像太像一个就是好像没有得救的人一样。
Before I gave my heart to Jesus,
当我把我的生命、我的心交给耶稣的时候
，For 2 days I was hidden away.
有两天之久，我是这样子躲起来。
And I was reading my Bible and I was crying.
我就在一边读圣经，我就一直流泪。
Because I wanted to get saved.
因为我很渴望能够得救。
And I thought surely I would find out how to get saved by reading the Bible.
我心里想说，我这样读圣经，我肯定知道怎么样可以得救。
But the Lord kept it hidden from me.
但是神却一直不把这个路向我开启。
So I tried to read the Bible, then I cry, and then read the Bible, then I cry.
所以我读了一会圣经，然后我又哭，又读又哭。
And it felt like I was reading Greek.
圣经对我来讲，我好像是在读希腊文一样。
Not English.
不是英文。
I was so frustrated.
我那时候感到那么的挫败
，and so confused.
非常的困惑。
Finally, I said to him.
后来我总算我就跟神说
，I just want to know you.
我就说神啊，我只是就是想认识你。
I want to get saved.
我渴望能够得救。
And I can't understand a word on these pages.
但这些字里行间当中，我一个字都不认得。
I said to him, Lord,
我跟神说，神啊，
I know that in our life, we are supposed to love our family.
我知道在我的生命当中，我应该来爱我的家人。
But I don't love my family.
但我却不爱他们。
I know that I am supposed to love you.
我也知道我应该，照道理我应该爱你。
But I don't love you.
但我也不爱你。
In fact, I'm angry with you.
事实上我还有点在气你。
I don't like you.
我不喜欢你。
But I want to get saved.
但是我渴望能够得救。
And so if you want me to love all these people you've put in my life,
神啊，你如果要我爱我生命当中的这些人，
and you want me to love you,
然后你要我来爱你，
you're going to have to do it through me.
那你真的要在我生命当中来做一些事。
The minute I said that,
就当我一这样子说以后，
he began to baptize me.
他就这样子好像这样一个洗礼这样。
With a liquid electrical love.
一个好像这样一个液体式的一个这样带着电力的这样的一个爱这样留在我身上。
It was the love of God filled with electricity.
那是神的爱，但是却充满那个电力一样。
But it was liquid like oil.
它就感觉好像油一样，是这样液体式的。
It began to flow down over my head.
它就从我的头这样开始流下来。
Over my heart.
从我的心经过。
Down, 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 down over my feet.
然后到了我的脚底。
And then when it would get to my feet, I was on my knees, incidentally.
在当时我其实正是跪着的。
When it would get to my feet, it would start all over again at the top of my head.
然后一到了我的脚以后，又从头再来一次。
In waves of love, I was being baptized.
就这样一波一波的爱，这样子来浇灌我。
This went on for 10 minutes.
这样子大概有十分钟之久。
By the time it was finished,
然后结束之后，
I knew something about God I had never known before.
我好像对神有个前所未有的认识。
You know what that was?
你知道那是什么吗？
God is love.
我知道神就是爱。
I said to him, if this is God,
我跟神说，如果这就是神，
and if this is love,
如果这是爱，
I want to spend the rest of my life getting to know you.
那我愿意花下我余下的时间，就是来单单认得你。
Getting to do what?
要去做什么呢？
Getting to do what?
是要去做什么呢？
Getting to know you.
就是要去认识你。
I will chase after this love the rest of my days.
就我剩余的时光，我要来追逐这样子的爱。
I want to go as deep in God.
我要渴望进入那个神的那个最深处。
As a human being can go this side of heaven.
就是说，除了天堂以外，在地上人所能够经历的深处，我要达到那地步。
And I can tell you, after 27 years,
啊，在27年之后的今天，我可以这样告诉你。
I mean it today more than I've ever meant it before.
我今天比那时候说这句话更加的认真。
But what has called me deeper?
那是什么这样子，好像唤我一直往里面去呢
？God is love.
就是神的爱。
It isn't something I know with my head.
那个不是我头脑里头所知道的。
For I have experienced love.
因为我经历到爱。
I said to him after that time.
那次之后我这样子跟神说。
I knew Jesus was in my heart. I knew it.
我说我就是知道耶稣已经在我里面了。
Although I had not said the very religious prayer.
虽然我还没有说了一个非常宗教式的这样的一个祷告。
Jesus come into my heart.
好像说耶稣进到我里面。
I knew he was in there.
但是我却已经确知耶稣已经在我心中。
From that moment on,
从那个时候开始，
I said, God,
我说神啊，
I want to know you.
我要认识你。
Every morning I would wake up.
每一天早上我醒来的时候，
God, I want to know you.
我说神啊，我要认识你。
Every afternoon,
每一天的下午，
God, I want to know you.
神啊，我要认识你。
At night I'd go to bed, God, I want to know you.
晚上夜晚我上床的时候，我也跟神说：“神啊，
我要认识你。” yourself to me.
向我彰显你自己。
I have lived for 27 years praying that prayer.
27年以来，我都一直这样子的祷告。
If you want to be a person of prayer,
如果你渴望成为一个祷告的人
，you must know the one that is leading prayer.
那你需要认得那个带领你祷告的那一位。
you can be, how can I say this? Someone else can direct your prayers the rest of your life.
其他人也可以如此带领你的祷告。
And you will accomplish this much.
但你所能够成就的就只是这样一点点。
Or you can get to know Jesus.
或者你可以来尝试认识耶稣。
Let him direct your prayers.
让耶稣来带领你的祷告。
And you can affect nations.
那你就可以甚至影响列国。
The choice is yours.
选择是在乎你。
Amen.
你同意吗？
Okay, Psalms 86:11.
诗篇八十六篇第十一节。因你为大，且行奇妙的事，唯独你是神。耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
The goal for someone who is learning to be an effective prayer warrior.
就是针对那些渴望成为一个有功效的一个代祷的勇士，他的目标应该是
lies right here，
就在这个地方。
Teach me your way, O Lord，
神啊，求你将你的道指教我
，that I may walk，
以至于我可以如此行
，and live in your truth，
活在你的真理里面。
Direct，
这样子指教我
，and unite my heart，
使我的心这样与你连结。
To reverently fear and honor your name.
能够专心的来敬畏你的名。
Going on a long journey,
就是你要好像有一个长途的这样一个旅行。
With Jesus in prayer,
跟着耶稣这样一个长的一个祷告的一个旅行。
Starts someplace.
你是从某一点开始的。
It starts today.
就是从今天开始。
It starts by getting on your knees if you pray on your knees.
就是如果你是这样跪着祷告，你就开始这样跪着。
We're sitting down in your easy chair if that's where you're comfortable.
或者你坐在一张很舒适的那种安乐椅里面。
Laying down on your face and praying prostrate if that's where you're comfortable.
或者如果你比较喜欢，就这样整个人扑倒在神的面前祷告。
And saying to him,
然后就这样跟神说
，I want to know you.
我渴望认识你。
I want to know your ways.
我要知道你的道。
I want you to help me to live and walk in your truth.
我要你来教导我能够一直活在你的真理里面。
What is the difference between living and walking in God's truth the way David did?
就说像那个大卫那样子能够一直的行走在神的真理里面。
And knowing God's laws the way the people of Israel did.
或者是好像当时代那个以色列人他们对神的认识，这两个当中的差别在哪里
？Back in the days of Moses，
就是在摩西的时候
，The Bible says that the law came by Moses。
因为圣经上讲说律法是从那个摩西来的。
The law was a good thing，
律法是好的。
It's still a good thing，
到如今都是好的。
But it isn't all that God wanted to do，
但却不代表神一切所要做的事。
Millions of Jewish people lived by the law.
成百万的这样的一个犹太人，他们是按着律法而活。
But they did not live in the truth.
但是他们却不在真理里面而活。
Because the Bible said,
因为圣经这样说
，grace and truth came by Jesus.
因为他说恩典跟真理是从耶稣而来。
Knowing the law of God.
所以你知道神的律法
，and living in the truth of God，
啊，跟活在神的真理里面
，is different，
是不同的。
A person who is going to learn to be effective in prayer，
一个人尝试想要成为一个好像一个有效的代祷者
，needs to grow in grace and truth，
他需要在神的恩典跟真理里面成长。
Grace to handle deeper and greater truths。
就是你要有那个能够认得更深更多真理的这样的一个恩典
，and grace to let truth become them，
而且是能够让真理能够成为在它里面这部分这样子的恩典。
Do you understand what I'm saying？
你知道我所说的
？Please raise your hand if you understand。
你如果能够明白我说，请举手。
Some of you do not understand。
有一些还没有。
You can open the Bible。
你可以打开圣经。
Say God, teach me your way。
跟神说，神啊，求你来指教你的道。
Take a chapter of the Bible，
你拿圣经里面的其中一章
and meditate, say on this psalm, Psalm 86.
就好像你比方你就拿诗篇86篇你来这样子来沉思
read it,
你读它
perhaps you would desire to study it in the Hebrew,
也许你愿意好像就是去读希伯来的原文
if you have study helps,
如果你有这方面的一样帮助的书籍
or you may choose just to read it,
你或者你就说哎，我就来读
very slowly,
慢慢的读
say God, what does this mean?
你就跟神说神啊这边在讲什么呢
what does it mean when I say be merciful and gracious to me?
就是当你讲到说神啊对我有怜悯有恩典这是什么意思呢
what does it mean to ask for your mercy?
就是说来向你呼求有怜悯这句话是什么意思呢
What does it mean to receive your mercy?
或者说我要来接受你给我的这样的怜悯这句话是什么意思呢
What does this mean, Lord?
神啊他这边在说什么
What are you asking him?
你在这边你向我所求的是什么
To understand his ways.
就是说我要来明白神的道理
Why is mercy important to you as an intercessor?
就你身为一个代祷者为什么恩典对你很重要呢
Because if you do not have a heart of mercy
对不起如果你没有一个怜悯的心肠
You'll quit praying a long time before the answer to prayer comes
那在那个祷告蒙应允之前很久你就早就放弃祷告了
A merciful heart will provoke you to prayer
一个怜悯的心会这样子好像激动你来祷告
A heart of mercy will help you stay faithful in prayer
就会帮助你在代祷上你非常的信实
Until God gives the answer.
一直到神把答案告诉你。
So you see, it is important for you to understand His ways.
所以对你来讲非常重要，你要知道神的道。
In this case, the ways of His mercy.
而在这个地方所讲的就是神这个怜悯之道。
Lord, be gracious to me.
神啊，对我怜悯。
What does it mean to walk in the grace of God?
什么叫做说是走在神的恩典当中呢
？Don't ask me that.
你不要来问我。
Ask Jesus that.
你来问耶稣。
What does it mean to walk in your grace, God?
神啊，什么意思叫做说我走在你的恩典中
？Do I need grace for prayer?
我在祷告上需要你的恩典吗
？Do I need grace to grow in prayer?
或者说我在祷告的成长上我需要恩典吗
？Do I need grace to be pleasing to you?
我来讨你的喜悦，我在这点上我是不是也需要恩典呢
？These are the kinds of questions you ask to learn God.
就是经由这些问题你来向神问以及你可以开始学的来认识神
Can I go one step further?
我可以进一步再说吗
The point I'm trying to make tonight
今天晚上我要强调的重点是
is to let yourself become so familiar with God
就是要让你自己非常熟悉神
that He directs your prayers
以至于他能够来引导你的祷告
not you
而不是你自己
and not other people
也不是别人
So, in asking these questions,
就当你问这些问题的时候
God, let me understand your ways.
你说神啊，让我知道你的道。
One evening in the middle of the night,
有一天晚上半夜
I don't know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning,
大概是清晨两三点
I was up and in prayer with my secretary.
我正在跟我的秘书一起祷告。
We were in prayer,
当时我们在祷告中
Actually, we were in worship.
知道那时候我们正在敬拜
When suddenly,
突然之间
God came and got me.
神就突然这样子显现然后这样子好像把我这样抓住
He took me up into himself.
然后把我这样带进他的里面
And he said, tonight,
他说今天晚上
I'm going to let you experience what Moses experienced when he was up on top of the mountain with me.
我要今天晚上我要让你经历当年摩西在山顶上所经历的事情。
So he took me through the whole experience.
所以他就带我经历这全程。
And you know what I learned?
你知道我学到了什么吗
？When God passed by Moses,
当神让经过摩西的时候
，and the Lord who was standing beside him,
那时候主却站在摩西的旁边
，said the Lord,
他说主啊
，the Lord,
主啊
，gracious.And he began to go through the attributes of God.
他就开始说神啊，你是有怜悯的，然后就开始一样样讲出神的特质。
He wasn't just speaking to Moses.
他当时不是只是单单向着摩西说话而已。
Every word that was spoken,
每一句所说出来的话
left the belly of God,
就是从那个神的这样里面出来
moved out through the atmosphere,
然后经由这样子，好像一个空气这样一个环境，这样子往前传递
and entered into Moses like a ball,
然后就像好像进入摩西的体内，好像一个
球一样 right into his spirit man,
然后就进入他里面的灵人
into his belly,
然后进入他里面最深处
and exploded,
然后就在里面这样子爆炸出来。
So when he said God merciful,
当他说神是有怜悯的
the very nature and character of God who is mercy,
就是神的本质，他的特征就是有关怜悯的这部分
came out of his belly,
就从他的里面这样出来
went through the atmosphere,
然后经过这样的一个空气
pushed right into Moses' belly,
就这样冲撞进入了摩西他的体内
and exploded.
然后在摩西的里面这样子炸开
until Moses was so saturated,
然后一直到摩西整个人被这样子的一个好像浸泡
with the mercy of God,
这样充满了神的怜悯
that his very pores were exploding in God's mercy,
然后他整个好像他的整个的全人本质就完全的这样在神的怜悯当中
it took a long time for that to begin to settle down.
然后这个过程是花很长的时间才算逐渐的这样子安定下来。
Then the next word came.
然后接下去下面一句话又出来。
Grace.
神是有恩典的。
Grace came right out of the belly of God.
然后就这样这个恩典就像从神的这边这样子出来。
Move through the atmosphere.
然后这样经过这样的一个空气。
And like a ball entered right into the belly of Moses.
然后直接像球一样就像进入摩西的这个里面。
And exploded.
然后就爆炸。
Until he was so saturated with the grace of God,
直到他整个人完全被神的这样的一个恩典完全的这样的浸透
it was exploding from his pores.
然后从他体内这样完全的炸开
He didn't only hear that God is grace.
所以摩西他不是只听说神是有恩典的
He experienced living grace.
他是这样子经历到一个活生生的恩典。
He didn't only hear that God was mercy.
他也不是只听到说哦神是有怜悯的。
He experienced living mercy.
而是他是经历到一个活生生的一个怜悯。
He did not only hear that God is truth.
他也不是听到说神是真理。
But he experienced living truth.
他乃是经历到一个活生生的真理。
Teach me your way, O God.
神啊求你指教你的道。
Teach me your way, O God.
主啊，指教你的道。
This is how God teaches us His way.
这就是神怎么样来指教他的道。
He makes His word living by letting us experience it in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits, and even in our flesh.
就是他把他的话这样活化在我们的心里面、身体里面，甚至在我们的灵里面。
Then, when God gives you a task to pray,
然后之后，如果当神就给你一个祷告的这样一个项目的时候
，you will remember the way of God.
你就会记得神的道。
If God is having you pray about something that is very difficult,
如果神要你祷告的事项是很困难的
，perhaps there was great sin involved.
如果当中好像有很大的罪在其中
，you won't go into the prayer closet with a heart filled with judgment.
那你进入祷告内室的时候，你的心不能够充满，好像就是一个断定的灵。
You will go into the prayer closet with a heart of what?
你会乃是进去，好像带一个怜悯的心。
Because you're learning His ways.
因为你学了他的道。
So this is God's goal, is to direct our hearts.
所以这就是神的那个方法，他就是要来指引我们的心。
That we might understand His way.
以至于他那个。以至于我们能够明白他的道
That we might pray his will.
以至于我们能够祷告出他的旨意来
Now, am I moving too fast?
我会不会说得太快
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我所说的吗
Raise your hand, please, if you understand.
请举手如果你明白的话
If I don't see every hand go up, we're going to go over it again.
如果不是每一个手举起来我要再重述一次
So raise your hand if you understand.
所以请举手如果你明白
It sounds like you haven't done any intercession yet at all.Doesn't?
听起来好像我们都还没讲到代祷的事哈。
A true intercessor may not spend a lot of time interceding.
一个真正的代祷者，他不见得花很多的时间代祷。
They spend most of their time listening.
他花大部分的时间在垂听，在聆听
，learning，
学习。
Because a true intercessor，
因为一个真正的代祷者
，someone who is well schooled by God，
是已经在神的里面已经受了很好的训练的
，knows that once they hear the will of God，
他就知道一旦你听到知道神的旨意。
Praying the will of God,
然后你把神的旨意祷告出来
is easy,
就简单了。
Most people go into the closet to intercede.
很多人进到祷告的内室，在代祷的时候
，and they pray their own will.
他们是按着自己的旨意在祷告。
And they pray.
他们祷告。
And they pray.
再祷告。
And they pray.
继续祷告。
And they pray.
再来祷告。
And after months goes by,
然后经过几个月之后
，they get very upset because God didn't do it.
然后因为神没有成就什么事，他们就非常的沮丧。
But it wasn't God's will.
但是呢，其实不是神的旨意。
So it was a lot of wasted energy.
所以你是要浪费了很多的精力。
Or you see this.
或者你看到这样的情况。
You see this a lot in the prayer closet.
事实上，这样的情况也常发生。
Oh, Satan, I bind you.
就是哦，撒旦啊，我要捆绑你。
I rebuke you.
哦，我斥责你。
I wrap you up and I throw you in hell.
我把你绑起来，然后丢到地狱去。
The Lord says,
啊，神说
What is that all about?
神说你在做什么呢
Did I tell you to do that?
神说我有告诉你这样做吗
Where did I tell you to send Satan to hell?
我哪边有说到说要把撒旦送到地狱去呢
Now, if you are tired of yelling and screaming and stomping and romping,
神说如果你现在因为你刚刚这样又叫又跳等等你累了
You can sit down
你可以坐下来
And I'll tell you how I would like you to pray for this situation.
那我就可以告诉你说你该为这样的情况怎么样的祷告
But a lot of people after they're done yelling and screaming and romping and stomping.
但是当很多人这样子好像就是这样子又叫又跳然后又跺脚等等之后
They think they've done a good job.
他们觉得他们成就一件很棒的事
They brush off their hands.
他们这样好像洗洗手
They walk out the door.
他们就离开了。
And they say, "Boy, what a warrior I am!"
他们就说：“哇，我何等的一位战士。”
Paul calls that batting the air.
那保罗称这个叫做好像是在打空气。
Okay, come with me, please, to Second Chronicles.
我们来看到那个历代志下，历代志下
，verse chapter 7,
第七章
，verse 14 and 15,
十四十五节。第七章十四十五节，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。我必睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处所献的祷告。
What is the first thing that this says?
这边所说到第一件事是什么？
Essentially, those who love me.
其实就是说，就是那些爱我的人
，shall humble themselves，
应当先自卑
，pray，
祷告
，seek and crave my face，
就是寻求而且渴望他的面。
I don't know how strongly to tell you。
我不知道该用什么样的强度来告诉你们这件事。
That without this first step,
就是如果你没有做到这个第一步
，you will spend a lot of energy in prayer.
你会花很多的时间精力在祷告。
And you will not ever accomplish very much by it.
但是你却怎么样都不会能够成就太多的事。
Our ministry spans continents all over the world.
我的事工就是在全世界各地，各个大洲都有。
We have ministry in Africa,
在非洲
ministry in India,
在印度
ministry in Asia,
在亚洲
ministry in the Middle East,
在中东
ministry in Europe,
还有欧洲
Our ministry spans all over the world.
我们的事工在全球都有
When we go to Africa,
当我们去非洲的时候
we go to a place called Nigeria.
我们去到一个地方叫做奈及利亚
When you go to Nigeria,
当你去那地方的时候
one of the things that you learn,
你所学到的
is that Nigeria has a lot of praying people.
就是在那个地方有非常多的祷告的人。
They have so many praying people.
他们那么多祷告的人。
That once a year,
每年有一度
they call together 1 million intercessors.
他们可以召聚100万的代祷者。
They come to a big field.
他们到了一片很大的那个场地。
And they pray.
他们在那边祷告。
I said to the Lord,
我就跟神这样说。
With all these intercessors in this country,
这个国家有这么多的代祷者。
Why is this country such a mess?
那为什么这个国家在一个这样混乱的情况呢？
Because my dear brothers and sisters, I want to tell you,
因为亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你
，There are few nations in the world that are as big a mess as Nigeria.
世界上，这么多国家里面，很少像这个奈及利亚是这样子混乱。
Charisma magazine says that Nigeria is in revival.
Charisma 这个杂志说到说，这个奈及利亚是正在经历复兴。
It's not in revival.
不是，这不是那个情况。
Nigeria is a mess.
奈及利亚这个国家现在是在一片混乱里面。
I said, Lord, with a million intercessors coming together, even once a year.
我跟神说，每一年都有这样100万的代祷者来这边聚集一起祷告。
Why is this nation in such a mess?
为什么这国家会这么混乱呢？
The government is so filled with corruption.
这个政府充满了各样的这种贿赂败坏。
You'd never want to have to live there.
你真的是不想住在那个地方。
I just don't even want to tell you how deep the corruption goes throughout the whole society. It is so bad.
就是他这样一个腐败的一个情况，是整个社会里面都充满了。
If I did, when you left here, you'd be so depressed.
如果我告诉你他们那边腐败的情况，你离开这边你会心情很下沉。
You think maybe it wasn't a good idea to come tonight?
你会想说可能今天晚上来不是件对的事情。
It is a very, very big mess.
那边真的是一团糟。
Why, Lord, when there are so many intercessors all across this nation?
我说神啊，这国家这么多的代祷者，为什么会这样子
？He gave me a vision immediately.
神马上呢就给我一个意象。
And I saw what looked like hundreds of thousands.
我看他这样子，好像成百上千的这样的人。
Of chickens.
那种鸡。
What do chickens do?
鸡是做什么事呢
？They don't quack. That's ducks.
他们不是这样子呱呱叫。
I can't remember what they do. Yeah, they cluck, 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 cluck. That's what they were doing.
所以说他们就在做像鸡那样的事情。
There were hundreds of thousands of chickens clucking, 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 clucking.
就是他们那边祷告，其实好像是鸡在那边这样呱呱叫。
And then pecking on the ground.
然后在地上啄这些东西。
And then clucking some more.
然后又这样子。
And then pecking on the ground.
然后再在地上啄。
And then clucking some more.
然后再做一样子。
And I said, Lord.
我说神啊。
Surely you're not telling me.
我说神你不是跟我说这个吧
？That these millions of intercessors，
你说这些上百万的，就是这些百万的这些代祷者
，are like so many chickens clucking，
就好像这么多鸡在那边叫。
He said yes，
神说是的。
And that's why this nation is in such serious trouble。
这就是为什么这国家是在这么个严重的情况里面。
These intercessors come together and they yell and scream and shout and rant and rave，
就是这些人来这边在神面前又吼又叫又跳的。
All night long,
是整夜。
All weekend long,
一个整个周末都如此。
Then they go home and rest.
然后他们回家休息。
But to God,
但对神而言
，they look like so many chickens clucking.
但是却好像就是一堆鸡在那边叫。
I'm not telling you my opinion.
我现在告诉你的不是我个人的看法。
I'm telling you the Lord's opinion.
我告诉你的是神的看法。
And what matters in that prayer closet is what God sees, not what man sees.
你要知道在那个祷告的密室里面重要的是神怎么看而不是人怎么看你同意吗
Now what is God going to do with a million clucking chickens?
那神对这个这样一百万只的这样子一直不停这样叫的这鸡要怎么办呢
He's going to have mercy.
他就是要对他们有怜悯
And after so long a time,
然后经过很长的一段时间
when he realizes that he's not going to get much more than clucking chickens,
当神明白说，从这一堆这么多的鸡里面，他没办法从他们得到太多了。
He's going to send real intercessors into the nation to help them do what they cannot do themselves.
那神就要差遣一些真正的代祷者进去帮助他们做一些他们原本做不到的。
What makes an intercessor a clucking chicken?
那怎么样？为什么一个代祷者会变成一个这样好像叫的一只鸡呢
？Praying your will and not God's.
就是说，当你按着你的旨意祷告，而不是神的旨意。
When you go into the prayer closet and you just start praying, 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 praying,
就当你进入祷告的内室，你就开始不停的祷告
binding devils all over the place.
然后你就四处这样子捆绑撒旦
You know, picking up rocks, binding devils under the rocks.
就好像拿几个枝子，然后就这样子要捆绑仇敌
People do that, you know.
你知道那个很多人是这样做的
You're like a clucking chicken.
你就是这样的一样一个这样呱呱叫的一只鸡。
God will answer some of your prayers just because He has mercy.
那神因为他的怜悯，他会这样子略略的回应你一些祷告。
And He wants to encourage your faith while He's teaching you to grow up.
然后他为了要增加你的信心，然后帮助你能够长大。
But if you really want to be effective in prayer,
但你如果真的希望在祷告上是大有功效的
，you have to humble yourself.
你需要自卑。
Come to the Lord.
来到神的面前。
Not in pride.
不是在骄傲里面。
But in humility.
乃是在一个谦卑的当中。
Wait upon the Lord.
在那边等候神。
Let His joy begin to fill your heart.
让神的喜乐来充满你。
Let His spirit of peace begin to fill your heart.
让那个平安的灵这样子整个充满你的心。
Let His understanding begin to fill your heart.
让神的知识明白能够来充满你。
Wait upon the Lord.
等候他。
In humility.
在谦卑当中。
My dear Father.
亲爱的父。
My dear Father in heaven.
我们在天上亲爱的父。
How great is your glorious name.
你的名字是何等的荣耀美丽。
You are majesty above all else, Lord.
你是超越一切的这样子的一个尊贵。
You are so careful and so caring.
你是那样子的爱怜我们，疼惜我们。
You care for the humble.
主，你在乎，你眷顾这些谦卑的人。
You care for the meek, Lord.
你在乎那些温柔
和的。Your hand is stretched out to help the needy.
你对那些需要的人，你是这样伸手来帮助他们。
Great and wonderful are you, O God.
你是那么的伟大，那么的奇妙。
You who sent the glorious Son to be our Savior.
你就差遣你的儿子来成为我们的救主。
How awesome you are.
你是何等的奇妙
，My precious Father，
亲爱的天父。
Now see, all we've done is exalt His glorious name。
你知道，我们所要做的就是这样子，一直来尊荣他的名字。
All we've done is exalt His glorious ways。
而我们所做就这样，一直的高举他这样奇妙的路。
We haven't prayed anything, have we？
我们甚至都还没祷告呢。
We've spent all of our hearts.Passion,
就在我们的心，好像全心都充满了这样的一个热情。
Telling him how wonderful he is.
告诉神说你是何等的奇妙。
And I'm standing up here.
然后我站在这地方。
Now trembling under the power of God.
然后我在这边就好像因着神的这样的能力，我在颤抖。
I didn't ask him to come, did I?
我并没有邀请他来，不是吗
？All I did was exalt him.
我所做的就是这样一直尊荣他。
And he does what he loves to do.
然后他就做他向来所喜欢做的事。
Come into the midst of the praises of his people.
他就在人的赞美声中，他就降临。
If we go into the prayer closet and we start complaining,
那我们如果进到那个祷告室，就在那边抱怨
，murmuring，
这样一直这样叨叨不续的，不停的
，moaning，
然后在那边呻吟
，telling him what a rotten job he's doing，
或者告诉神说他做的事情很糟
，being God。
就是你想成为神的样子。
What a rotten job he's doing with your family.
就是他在你家人中做的事实在是很糟。
With your church.
在你教会里面做的也不高明。
With your pastor.
或者你的牧师身上。
With the nation.
或者在国家里面所做的事。
You're not going to experience his presence.
那你就没办法经历到神的同在。
You haven't pleased him.
因为你并没有得到他的喜悦。
You're not calling on the greatness of who he is.
你并没有在他的这样的一个伟大当中，你这样称颂他。
You're acting like a spoiled baby.
你好像就是一个被宠坏的一个婴孩一样。
A faithless,
一个没有信心的一个孩子，婴孩。